You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Now we go to the Windy City and bring in Gabe Ramirez. He covers the Bears for 670 The Score in Chicago, provides Bears coverage on Fox 32 in Chicago as well. It's going to be a busy, busy day for Gabe. It's starting right now here in the show. Gabe, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us. And we know the Bears are going with Caleb Williams. That's a foregone conclusion. But what has he done along the way to impress the Bears brass in the locker room as well, because everything we hear now is that they are all in on this quarterback?
Yeah, I think ultimately at the end of the season, the Bears were ready to move on from Justin Fields. I think that, you know, they were hoping to find something that kind of pushed them away from Caleb Williams. But from the very first moment that he stepped at the podium at the NFL Combine, I mean, I think everyone was impressed, not just Chicago Bears front office members, but the Chicago fans, the media, as well as the national media as well. This is a guy who had all the pressure of the world on his shoulders, didn't do anything at the combine, but confidently stepped up to the microphone and was like, "What's up, guys? How's everybody doing?" And I think, you know, everything that came out of his mouth after that point just kind of allowed everyone to realize that, you know, he is a franchise type quarterback, one that is larger than life, that can handle the limelight as he did in California. And Chicago's a tough market. I mean, as Justin Fields found out, as Mitch Trubisky found out, there are high expectations here, and they are placed on you from the second you land in Chicago. And I think Caleb Williams is a kind of quarterback that welcomes that, and I think the front office of the Chicago Bears noticed that quickly.
It's a big night for the Bears overall as well, because it's not just the first overall pick. They have two picks in the first 10 picks of the first round. So realistically speaking, how much can this Bears team change after just one day? Because these are big picks. You know, if you get a face of a franchise quarterback, we've seen it with the Texans. Is it living in the clouds to think that the Bears could change overnight to a decent team?
No, not at all. I mean, when you're looking at the last 2 years of the Chicago Bears, they go from a 3-win team to a 7-win team with what we all would be able to call mediocre quarterback play. So if Caleb Williams can come in and be that or better, then the Bears should be in a better situation, seeing as though they improved their team in the offseason, with the addition of Gerald Everett, tight end from the Chargers, with Keenan Allen. So, you know, you're walking into a situation where the Bears, even without Caleb Williams, are a better team than they were last year. And then you add the ninth pick, and Chelsea, you just touched on it. The Houston Texans did the same thing last year with their two top picks in the top 10. The Bears are looking to do the same. If they can be lucky enough to have Rome Odunze drop all the way to 9, I think the Bears will be extremely happy at that, because what a lot of people aren't talking about is, yes, Keenan Allen is there for one more year, but DJ Moore is there for one more year after that. So the Bears still have to adjust the wide receiver position at some point, and it would be great if Rome Odunze could do that in the present.
Okay, I wanted to ask Gabe about this franchise as a whole, because it feels like part of the excitement there in Chicago is that for the first time in a long time, that everything is in place for the Bears to actually become a good football team again for the long term, because you've got the brass in place, you've got Caleb Williams in place, and we've seen the renderings from the new stadium. Is, if you take a step back, is part of it the fact that, hey, it looks like the foundation is being set again?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because Ryan Poles really set the tone from the very beginning, right? Mm-hmm. As soon as he got to Chicago, he cleans house. He's like, I don't want Roquan Smith. I don't need any of these guys here. I'm going to start from scratch. And then he goes into the drafts and he gets quality players, Jaquan Brisker, Kyler Gordon, Tyreek Stevenson, guys that can actually contribute to this team, including Darnell Wright on the offensive line. And so I think, you know, Eberflus plays into that as well, right? It's very difficult to get grown men that are making millions of dollars to come out and play at a high level, even when you're only have three wins on the season. He did that his first year. Last year, even though they were outside of the playoffs, he had those men coming to play week in and week out. So I think the culture begins with Ryan Poles stating that, hey, we aren't the Bears of the old. We are a new regime. Starts with Coach Eberflus implementing the culture there. And then to the players, the guys that are there, they actually want to win. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think the Bears are primed for a new Kyle Long, former Chicago Bear, said it best, Howie Long's son. He said, hey, Bears fans need to reinvent themselves. They're used to being the lovable losers. They're used to being the fan base that can always lean on something. Not anymore. It's different now. Bears are headed in a true direction that is one that should include winning, and hopefully Caleb Williams can bring that to the franchise.
We're talking with Gabe Ramirez of 670 The Score in Chicago. Gabe, I like having local people on to kind of take the temperature of fans. Are fans completely sold on Caleb Williams, or have you found anybody who has their doubts?
Chelsea, this is Chicago still. It's what I like to call the hater capital of the world. So it doesn't matter. It could be anybody. They were hating on anyone. So Caleb Williams, I mean, obviously, he got smoked all the way until the moment that Justin Fields was traded away. People still held on to the idea that he would still be a member of the Chicago Bears team. And, yeah, it's like being in a bad relationship, right? You got out of two bad relationships in a row, Trubisky, Justin Fields, and so you're scoring a bit. Your wall's a little bit high. You're guarded more than normal, and you don't want to just quickly fall in love with someone. You want to fall in love because you want to be in love, but ultimately you got to be guarded, and I think that's where the fan base of the Chicago Bears, that's where they're at right now. They want greatness, but they don't want to just expect it because they've done that far too often in the past.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Gabe, when you take the temperature of this franchise and where they have been, where they're going, like, are we not giving them enough credit for the job that they've done in, I guess, getting to this point? And I don't want to go all in on Chicago, but I think it's similar to the Commanders in that they've had a long run. This is a storied franchise, right? And they've had a lot of struggles, but it's taken a lot of reorganization and a lot of pain to sort of get to this point. How impressed are you? And are you impressed with them getting to the point where, okay, now we can move forward in a way where it looks like we have the future that we wanted to have?
Yeah, I think, first and foremost, I think all the criticism the Bears have received over the last couple of years is warranted. I think, this is an organization that has failed miserably over the last couple of decades, sans a Super Bowl appearance with Rex Grossman. But, as a storied franchise, this is a team that should be like the Eagles, should be like the Cowboys, one that can consistently be atop the division or competing for a playoff spot. And the inefficiencies that this organization has dealt with over the last couple of years has been embarrassing. Even, I'm from Chicago, I'm born and raised here. And so I'm embarrassed sometimes that our team is the laughingstock of the league. So no, I think in the present, everyone should be skeptical about what's going on, assuming something negative is going to happen, right around the corner. But I am optimistic, and that is the good thing. I feel like Ryan Poles has kind of just changed everything. You know what I love the most that he's done? He's been transparent with everyone. I'm tired of like GM fluff, executive fluff. And he really comes out and he's like, nah, man, this is what it is. This is what we're thinking. And when you realize that he's thinking exactly what you're thinking, it's almost like, okay, this makes sense. And then it's easier to buy into. And I think that's what a lot of us have done here in Chicago.
What other needs do the Bears need to address? Because obviously it's really fun talking about quarterbacks and receivers in the first round. But is there any other area that you think that the Bears need to address when it comes to this year's draft?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you can immediately point to the defensive end position alongside Montez Sweat if you really want to create pressure and be a top five defense in the NFL. But I personally think it's up the middle. You know, they spent two picks last year, Javon Dexter, Zach Pickens, two defensive tackles in the middle rounds. And, you know, they didn't necessarily pan out as you would like them to in the first in their first year. You would expect some growth in year two, but for me, that's a position of need for the Chicago Bears. I think when you're looking at the offensive line, a lot of people would like another swing tackle to be alongside Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright on the edges. You know, you have Tevin Jenkins and Nate Davis on the interior. You know, so that obviously getting a swing guard maybe in the later rounds, you hear it's a deep draft on the offensive line. That would be great for the Bears. And then the center position. They brought in Ryan Bates. They brought in someone else to compete with him. But ultimately, I mean, those are the areas of need for the Chicago Bears in the present. And then, of course, Eddie Jackson being gone, it wouldn't hurt the Bears to look at another safety, maybe in the later rounds as well.
Gabe, if we can talk about the NFC North for a second here, because I'm curious what the Vikings are going to do. Do you think they make a move for a quarterback? We're talking about the Bears and Caleb Williams. That's set in stone. But the Vikings need a quarterback. We know that. We keep hearing they're going to trade up. They're going to trade up. They're going to trade up. Do you think they do?
It's funny you say that, because I definitely do not think that the Vikings are trade up. I do not. I think J.J. McCarthy is for, well, this is what I think. I can't imagine teams giving up that much draft capital to move up, especially teams that are still going to need a couple of years to develop J.J. McCarthy. I mean, let's not forget, you know, he's a five-star recruit coming out of high school, but wasn't asked to do much in college. So he's going to have to adapt to the game, adjust. I've heard a lot of people liken him to a Kirk Cousins, where it's going to take him a couple years to finally get there. He will get there. But eventually, and I think if you're looking at a team like the Vikings, if you're going to give up draft capital to move up to 5, 4, whatever that might be, your team's going to struggle in the short term, and Justin Jefferson is not going to like that. And then you're going to be minus another receiver. So I think I think personally they're not going to trade up to get J.J. McCarthy. I think the way the draft is going to pan out, I think he'll eventually fall to them. And if they do move up, it might be to like a 10 and not necessarily a 9 with the Bears or leapfrog them with the Atlanta Falcons. So yeah, maybe I'm just hating on the Vikings. Maybe that's what it is. And if they take J.J., I'm just like, whatever, who cares?
He is Gabe Ramirez. Check him out as a Bears reporter, covers everything Chicago for 670 The Score in Chicago, and does work for the Fox station there as well. Gabe, we really appreciate the time. Great insight. Looking forward to the draft tonight.
Of course, guys. Have a great one. Talk to you guys soon.
Absolutely. I like that when the haterade comes out a little bit, like you catch yourself. And he's not wrong. But I like it. You catch yourself like midway through and you're like, oh, yeah, I freaking hate the Vikings. I hope they never get a quarterback ever. So I respect that a lot. That happens to me all the time when I'm talking on this show. Good for Gabe.
Well, I thought about asking him about the White Sox, and they might be the worst team in baseball.
But
I was
don't
like,
do
Chelsea,
that. Don't
Chelsea,
do that.
Be nice.
Yes.
Don't rub it in his face that the White Sox have a grand total of 3 wins this season. Oh my God. Like, there's bad and then there's really bad. Like, their run differential is minus 82.
I think the Chicago Fire are going to outscore the White Sox this season. Honestly.
Is that a team? Is that a soccer team?
Yes, it's the MLS team. It's a soccer team. I think the Chicago Fire will have more goals this season than the White Sox have runs. I don't care that it's a 162 game season in Major League Baseball. I've been fading the White Sox. Woo, that's been a fun bet. Maybe I'll do it tonight.
Who's going to get shut out more, the White Sox or the Fire?
Oh, God.
Because there are a lot of shutouts in soccer.
That's true. It's got to be the White Sox. They're terrible.
There's no excuse. It's a big market. Like, how are they this bad?
I don't know, man. They're going to have to suit up like DeMar DeRozan or something soon. Just anyone who's athletic. Just put them in the lineup. Dude, can you swing a bat? We're putting you at cleanup, big
Caleb
guy.
Caleb Williams, get in there.
Let Caleb get in there. Can't be any worse. I don't even know who's in that roster. Eloy Jimenez, that's about
it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.